Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The coronavirus is top on the agenda. Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel sent a letter home to parents of students in Region 1 stating that if they're faced with a situation where the coronavirus reaches a point in the area or in the state where they must close schools, they have a plan for how they can continue to provide education. She went on to state they know that the state of Connecticut has given two options to schools should they need to close. Those choices are either to have the school days last until July 1st, provide virtual learning when schools are closed before that time. The full letter is on our Facebook page at robinhoodradio.com on Facebook. Meanwhile, the governor has declared a public health emergency to be able to take specific actions in response in Connecticut to the growing coronavirus outbreak. And also, Gear Village had a CBD event that was scheduled for Saturday, March 21st at 1:30 at the Lodge. That has been canceled due to precautions related to the coronavirus. Visits to nursing homes in the state of Connecticut. If you are going to visit somebody in one of the nursing homes in our state, you are asked to please stay away until the threat of this virus is diminished. In New York, they'll require schools to close for at least 24 hours if a student or staff member attended school prior to being diagnosed with the coronavirus, according to the state education and health departments on Monday. That was part of a 19-page guidance issued to the agencies as the number of positive cases in New York swelled on Monday. The Education Department also provided new guidance to colleges and universities in that state, saying they should consider more flexibility to offer courses online, review the ability to allow students to withdraw from classes and get refunds, and help students find courses at a different institution. In Stockbridge, Massachusetts, citing concerns about the spread of the new coronavirus, the Marian Fathers have canceled the annual Divine Mercy Sunday outdoor weekend celebration. The Marians released a statement yesterday afternoon confirming the cancellation of the festival, which typically draws thousands of people to the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy on Eden Hill. It was scheduled for the weekend of April 18th and 19th. Affordable housing to infrastructure replacements and extensions to senior services projects around Dutchess County are set to benefit from $2.17 million in funding announced by the county on Wednesday. The funding will go towards 19 projects overall. Locally, it affects the following projects. In the village of Tivoli, community park improvements received $70,000. The town of Northeast and village of Millerton, park revitalization received $130,000. And the Northeast Community Council, teen support services will receive $25,000. In North Canaan, First Selectman Charles Perotti announced the AHA summer camp program will not be held this summer due to construction projects at the North Canaan Elementary School and the town pool, telling the colleagues at a recent meeting the town will continue to support AHA after the school program for the 2020-2021 year and give the director time to create a board that would allow the program to be separate from the town. It's been operated through the town for many years. Selectman Craig Whiting said the town will continue to financially support the program this coming year at an amount of between $4,000 and $7,000. Also in North Canaan, Selectman Christian Allen reported the replacement of the railroad crossing at two locations on Main Street at Canaan Union Station has again been postponed. It was scheduled to be done this summer, but there was a glitch in the bidding process. That project is now scheduled for the spring of 2021 and 2022. A couple of stories out of Massachusetts. In the Berkshire Eagle on Monday, as concerns mount over large-scale public assemblages during the coronavirus outbreak, a decision is expected this week on whether Mercy Sunday in Stockbridge will be canceled. The mid-April International Gathering of Pilgrims at the National Shrine of Divine Mercy is one of Berkshire County's most attended annual events. Typically, organizers have estimated that 15,000 to 20,000 pilgrims congregate on Eden Hill over April 18th and 19th, arriving by tour bus, car, and even on foot. An emergency management team, including Tri-Town Health Department covering Stockbridge, Lee, and Lennox, and the Stockbridge Board of Health, local police, fire, and ambulance officials, and leaders of the Marian Fathers, has met to discuss the gathering. According to Dr. Charles Kenny, head of the three-member Stockbridge Board, no decision was reached. Another hearing will be held later this week, which is expected to result in a decision. out of Great Barrington. 4.5 hours is all the time it took on a recent evening to give 300 people hope and new friendships and help many of them realize they aren't alone in a struggle to find jobs, healthcare, and education and better opportunities than there were in places they left behind. Haworth of Southern Berkshire hosted more than 180 immigrant adults, 50 immigrant children, and 80 volunteers to an inaugural gathering called Breaking the Ice, convened by a group called Berkshire Area Support for Our Immigrant Community, or BASIC. A second meeting for that group was scheduled for yesterday at the Mason Library in Great Barrington. In Sharon, the regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission is scheduled for 5:30 at Town Hall. The All Boards Committee meeting of Region 1 has a meeting set for 6 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has their meeting at 7 p.m., a special town meeting in Salisbury at Town Hall at 7:30. Voters will be asked to approve a 5-year lease with Ascendant Compliance for the space it rents above the Lakeville Host Department's firehouse on Brook Street and another 5-year lease at the town-owned 414A Millerton Roadhouse. Coming up on Thursday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Central Office Conference Room. On Thursday, the Town of Northeast has a town board meeting at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. The Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Kent Town Hall. In Cornwall at 7 p.m., the Board of Education has a budget presentation at Town Hall on Thursday. Housatonic Musical Theater Society presents The Sound of Music at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School Thursday at 7:30, Friday at 7:30, and two shows on Saturday at 2 and 7:30. Burgess Auditorium, hmts.org. For tickets, also at Salisbury, Sharon, and Kent pharmacies and at the door. Meanwhile, the Stissing Theater Guild presents Peter Pan on Friday the 13th at 7:30, Saturday the 14th at 1:30 and 7:30, and Sunday the 15th at 1:30. Breakfast for a Cause, the United Church of Christ and Susie's Suites are being held at the UCC Parish House, 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall, coming up on Saturday. It benefits the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Community Service Club. You have to RSVP for seatings at 8:30, 9:30, or 10:30, 860-672-6840. The menu includes bagels, crepes with vanilla sauce, muffins, quiche, sweet potato quiche, gluten-free, and sausage. Local products will be used. The Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing to solicit public comments on a proposal to convert all streetlights in the town of Ancrum to LEDs on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Town Hall. Corned beef dinner being held by the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday the 14th, servings from 4 until 7, $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free for under 5. It's all you can eat while in-house. Takeouts are available. The Lakeville Hose Company Ladies Auxiliary has their corned beef dinner with Chinese auction on Saturday 5 till 7:30 at the firehouse. Takeouts are available. It's Bunko Time, presented by the Canaan VFW Post 6851 on Saturday at 6 p.m. $20 per person includes snacks, cash bar, and prizes. It's a dice game, it's easy to learn, and it's fun. Proceeds will benefit the Auxiliary Building Fund in support of Post 6851. A March dance put on by the VFW number 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains happens from 7 to 11 p.m. on Saturday the 14th. Traditional country music by the 10 Brooks Molly Band, $15 per person. There's raffles, 50-50. Bring your own snacks. There is a cash bar. St. Andrew's Music in the Nave Concert Series presents the Manhattan String Quartet on Saturday at 7 p.m. at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, 1 Main Street, the corner of Routes 7 and 341. $20 at the door, $15 in advance at bit.ly/MANSQ. Students are free. The benefit brunch continues at the Interlaken Morgan's Grill on Sunday. Coming up next is the Extras program this Sunday. More information, Morgan's Grill on Facebook or interlakeninn.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust. and also underwritten by the Interlaken in Lakeville. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in this up-and-down market was up 1,163 points yesterday to 25,014.40, the S&P 500 at 2,881.87, and the NASDAQ at 8,344.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.